One of Mayor Mike Huther's presentation slides shows a road sign that says Sioux Falls, rock solid financials.
Sioux Falls was once again recognized as the ninth strongest local economy in the United States.
The mayor details the successes and challenges of Sioux Falls. Huther points to major accomplishments in economic development. He says construction experienced a huge boost last year.
There are indeed hammers and nails all throughout our city. Just take a look at the building permit valuations in 2012. Sioux Falls, last year was just a tremendous year. It was the second highest level of construction activity that we've ever had in our town.
That rings in at more than $490 million, almost $100 million more than the year before. The city council is present during the mayor's State of the City speech. Council member and business owner Jim Entenman says he likes the economic direction leadership is taking Sioux Falls.
We need to be fiscally responsible. We need to continue to provide the infrastructure that businesses are going to need in order to be able to build and expand. We need to look at workforce development as we go forward in the future. I think that's going to be key to any success.
The at-large councilor says the mayor's office and city council are conservative with Sioux Falls dollars. He says they want to make sure the city has the money before spending it. Fellow city council member Rex Rolfing says part of the city's strength comes from its diversified economy. He credits local workers and companies.
You know, when you get right down to it, it's the people of Sioux Falls and not looking at what the national trends are necessarily and just saying, we've got a job to do, we're going to do it. And that's why Sioux Falls' economy is the way it is.
Rolfing appreciates the numbers that show more businesses are creating more jobs, and Sioux Falls' unemployment rate is lower now than in the past several years. Rolfing is also proud of the reserve money that Sioux Falls has amassed.
I think it's very important for a city this size, or for anybody, just like a family, to have a strong reserve and keep that around. You know, we don't know how much we're going to need to take care of what happened 2 weeks ago. But whatever it'll be, we'll be able to write the check for it.
Just look at our general fund reserve numbers. They keep growing. We saved an additional $1.8 million and put that into our piggy bank again in 2012.
The city now has more than $45 million in the general fund reserves. Mayor Mike Huther points to impressive tax revenue as a primary reason Sioux Falls has enough money to fully operate and add to the stash in the rainy day fund. He shows graph after graph, and they are all trending up.
We had forecasted a 3% year-over-year revenue growth when we were looking back at 2012. As you can see, we blew that number away. We ended the year at about 5.6%, so almost double our forecast when it came to sales tax revenues.
Entertainment tax revenue is also up, and Sioux Falls raked in more than $125 million in general revenues last year alone. The mayor moves on to discuss a recent survey of people who live in Sioux Falls. He says the results show that 93% believe the city is a good or excellent place to live. Councilmember Jim Entenman isn't surprised. He says more than 1,100 city workers do their best for the community.
I'm very proud of our city employees. If you look at our response to the ice storm that we had, the response to the cleanup, how we've pushed ahead to get everything done and get things cleaned up for our citizens.
Entenman says other survey results, such as 91% of people saying Sioux Falls is a good or excellent place to raise children, show city leadership is effective and citizens are confident.
Our community is very pleased and they feel very good with the position that we're in right now economically and as far as the safety of our community, the educational opportunities for our people in this town. I think Sioux Falls is growing and I think we're very fortunate that we live in the part of the country that we do.
The survey and economic outlook numbers are clearly positive, but the rosy results don't mean the city is devoid of areas of improvement. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther outlines his goals for 2013.
So what are we going to tackle? We're going to tackle our streets. We're going to tackle traffic flow. We're going to improve recycling. We have to provide more affordable housing. And yes, something that came out that we will work on as a team because we know it's important, and Chief Barthel and his team will lead the way. We will improve our interactions with our police team, and we'll work hand in hand with downtown Sioux Falls to improve the perception of downtown safety at night.
Sioux Falls leaders are happy with the town's growth and service to the community. They say because of good decisions made in the past, the city is prepared for whatever the future brings. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.